Colorado is known as one of the healthiest states in the country, but things are starting to change as the population grows and begins to age. One unintended side effect of this is a widening disparity between the healthiest and least healthy counties. Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado's scenery and recreational opportunities are some of the main drivers causing people to move here.
The amount of sunshine, the world-class skiing, hiking, fly fishing, the ability to go right outside your backyard and experience nature.
Dan Gibbs lives in Breckenridge in Summit County, where he's been for more than a decade. As a county commissioner, he says he's not surprised to learn that he's living in one of the top 10 healthiest counties in the state.
People are really believe in healthy living. When you're at a restaurant or a bar, people are always quick to say, you know, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Or what kind of mountain bike do you have? You want to go hiking or fishing or backpacking?
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation put together the 2015 health ranking. It looked at a range of factors, from smoking and drinking to premature deaths and obesity rates. Bert Hubbard with Rocky Mountain PBS News analyzed the data for this story.
On almost all indicators, but one that stuck out, the Western Slope counties were the healthiest counties. 5 of the 10 healthiest counties in Colorado were on the Western Slope.
Pitkin County, home to Aspen, was the healthiest in the state, followed by Douglas County, a Denver suburb, which also happens to be the wealthiest county in Colorado. Other regions didn't fare as well. Jeff Bontrager is with the Denver-based nonprofit, the Colorado Health Institute.
We know that southeastern Colorado, for example, has been one of the most economically depressed areas in the state. Also, when you look at rural areas, they may not have as many resources available, especially if it's an economically depressed area.
The least healthy of Colorado's 64 counties include Huerfano, Conejos, Castilla, Los Animas, and Rio Grande. Sarah Hughes is the research director for the Colorado Children's Campaign, which tracks the health of Colorado kids.
When you look at where counties ranked in terms of being healthy, it aligns so closely to the pattern that we see in poverty rates in the state.
She says it indicates that policymakers need to take a broad look at health, everything from education to economic development.
Just focusing on those things that we think of as being traditionally health-related, like health coverage or access to healthy food, won't necessarily be enough to improve the overall health of Coloradans.
Colorado has seen some positive trends. Smoking rates are going down, and over the last decade, fewer teens have been sexually active and fewer are binge drinking. Colorado is still the thinnest state in the country, but Kyle Legleiter, the policy director for the Colorado Health Foundation, says that doesn't show the whole picture.
Although many people perceive Colorado being the healthiest state in the country, when you take a look down at the specific data about what's making Colorado healthy and what's making us not healthy, there definitely are areas for us to improve. We have remained consistently the leanest state in the country for adults, but when we compare our adult obesity rate for this year to what it was back in 2006, our actual ranking for today would make us one of the most obese states 10 years ago.
And even the healthiest counties aren't healthy in every area. Take binge drinking. According to the Rocky Mountain PBS News analysis, only 9% of people in Lincoln County on the Eastern Plains and Rio Grande in the southwest part of the state binge drink. In Summit County, that number jumps to 33%. Sarah Hughes thinks it's largely cultural.
Anecdotally, we do hear from some of our grassroots network members up in the mountain communities that they do see higher rates of drinking and substance abuse in their communities, and kind of heard people attribute that to the vacation kind of tourism atmosphere that they have up there.
Another challenge is the widening health disparity among various regions as the state's population grows. Analysts are still trying to figure out what could be driving that movement. This legislative session, state lawmakers will also be taking a closer look at how to lower the cost of health insurance. Fewer Coloradans are now covered through their work, and in the mountain regions, the insurance rates are still the highest in the country. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.